And Doug Mark Milton is the STL tax lawyer, and
sure.
He's on with us right now for Tax Tuesday.
Hello, Milty.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Oh, we're fine. You?
Good, good. First, I want to just make sure I'm in the Fan Page Club Championship, Iggy.
Oh, my goodness.
Mark me down. I want to get a rematch with Danny Stack, if possible.
He's Doug Danity Stack.
Is Iggy back there? Is he on assignment?
Right, I'm right here. I'm reading a text, sir.
Well, we got a guy on the phone talking to you directly.
Yeah, it's a wonderful text. Yeah, Milty, you know you're in, buddy.
All right, good deal.
I'll see what I can do with the Stack matchup.
What's that handicap at right now, Mark?
I think I'm down to like a 17, so I need to get a few rounds in to pad that back up for the showdown.
Lather and sandbag, buddy.
And you shot a 79 last year, is that right?
Well, with an asterisk, Doug. I mean, it was the round of my life for sure, but, you know, a lot of putts were given, so I wouldn't say it was really a legitimate 79, but I did put the 79 into my gen, so it does have that impact.
All right. Well, that's nice that they were giving you putts.
Well, it's match play, Doug. It's a gentleman's game. You know that. The Fan Page Club Championship is a gentleman's game.
I don't know how many gentlemen are out there.
Mark, you are in the midst of some news, and you can our audience can read it at stltoday.com. The title of the article is "Lawsuit Seeks Earning Tax Refunds for Those Who Worked Outside St. Louis During Pandemic." This is something I think we've talked about on the show, but now that it's actually happened, if you could, give the context for our audience, sir.
Absolutely. I know a lot of TMA listeners are impacted, folks who do not live in the city of St. Louis but have had earnings tax withheld from their pay during 2020. And what the lawsuit does is it challenges the city and the collector of revenue's refusal to issue refunds to those people. And it's not in the form of a refund suit. We brought it as a constitutional challenge, asserting basically civil rights violations because of what the city has done to prevent people from getting refunds. And I'll just tell you about our three plaintiffs in the case. Each of them have worked from home in years past. They've submitted a claim for refund using the form E1R, which has existed unchanged since 2015, at least. We know that the form is still up on the city's website. And all that form required is that you state the number of days you worked outside the city and have your employer sign off on it. And based on those number of days, you owe a prorated share of the earnings tax, and you get a refund from anything in excess of that amount that you owe. And what the city did this year in response to the pandemic, because they had so many people working from home, in December of 2020, they put out a new form. They changed the form, and the form states that you can't get a refund if you spent days teleworking, but you can still get refunds if you're a non-resident and you spend days traveling. And our position is that's not constitutional. They're treating people of a similar class differently, sort of on an arbitrary basis. I don't see what the difference is. If you're outside the city, you're outside the city, whether you're traveling to Chicago for meetings or if you're working at your home in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, you're not in the city. And the ordinance itself, the earnings tax ordinance, specifically says the tax only applies to non-residents for work performed or services rendered in the city. It uses the phrase in the city. It doesn't say derived from, arising out of, et cetera. So the plain language is pretty clear. The city has always interpreted it to mean if you're outside the city, you don't have to pay the earnings tax on those days. And so we're alleging due process violations under the 14th Amendment, as well as an unreasonable seizure count under the Fourth Amendment. And we think we have some very compelling facts and legal arguments, and we're hoping to get certified as a class action so that we can help everyone who's been harmed by the city's refusal to issue refunds.
Hmm. Yeah, that affects me. I worked at home about 5 months. So on my taxes this year, would you go ahead and claim that, or do you wait to see how the lawsuit goes, or how would you handle that?
Well, that's the problem, Doug. So as it stands now, they're denying refunds, and they're requiring you to submit this E1RV, which only allows you to claim days that you spent traveling, not teleworking. So we're going to be seeking a preliminary injunction from the court, asking them to order the collective revenue to change the form back to how it was. And then from there, our hope is people can still file the refund claim on that original form, in accordance with the law. And the problem now is you've got this collector who, with this new form, he's basically intimidating or chilling people from getting the refund. Because if you take this to your employer now, they're going to say, well, this says I can't sign off on days you work from home, so I'm not signing this. So it's had a real intimidating effect on people even seeking the refunds, and that's part of our cause of action.
Huh. So how long do you think this whole process will take to play out before people know what the situation
is? So we filed the complaint last night, and part of the reason we had to wait for the city to deny refund claims, and that's just started to happen. People have gotten notice back saying, we're not giving you a refund because you're counting teleworking days, your permanent places of employment in the city, so we're not going to refund you. And one of our plaintiffs actually, in our complaint, we talk about how I think the collector of revenue early on said, well, you're remoting into your employer who's located in the city. So that gives us nexus. Well, this guy, he actually, his company's based in Minneapolis, and his VPN goes there. So that argument kind of falls apart. Now, I don't think the city really has a good legal basis to do what they're doing. I think they're hoping nobody would challenge it because for each individual taxpayer, the refund amount could be relatively small. And that's why class action status is so important, because otherwise, they may never get challenged on it.
Did I read where the city gets like 30% of its revenue off this tax?
At least. And there's studies that just show that 75% of it comes from non-residents outside the city who are commuting into work. Doug, you've been downtown in the city. I mean, it's been a ghost town throughout the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only imagine how many people are affected by this. You've got folks in Illinois, St. Louis County, St. Charles, Franklin County. It's a huge number of people that are potentially impacted by this.
Yeah, and you have a lot of clients, no doubt, who have been.
I do, yes. And what we've done is we've named three specific plaintiffs, laid out their stories in the complaint, which I just tweeted out. You can follow me on Twitter at STL Tax Lawyer. You can read the complaint. It's 30 pages, very thorough. And so we're actually Beavis Shock, who's been out in the front of this for a while now. He's co-counsel in the case. We're going to be having a press conference later this morning at his office.
Huh. Again, so the people, maybe people that do their taxes themselves, and the deadline's coming up, what, May 15th this year, not April 15th? Should they not pay that 1%? Or should they just ignore it or prorate it for the time they were on? How would you suggest they handle that?
Well, that's part of this case, because the earnings tax has already been withheld, most likely.
Yeah.
Because employers are required by law to withhold it. So I can't give that advice, to everyone out there because of the way the form is structured right now. All I can tell you is, once hopefully we get relief from the court to order the collector to change the form. And then from there, it is going to be sort of a PR blitz to get people to start submitting it. Cause I know a lot of people who just said, the hell with it. My employer said they won't sign it or I can't do this. And so, we do still have time. May 17th is the extended deadline. Plus, you have 1 year from there to file a refund claim. So there will be time, and we'll be, putting out more information as the case develops.
Mark Milton with us here for Tax Tuesday. Got this text here, Matt. Mark from the Wedding Tackle. Mark, thank you for the information on this topic. My wife works in St. Louis City in the revenue office. Gave us the same feedback when I called to question it. Thank you for doing this for everyone. I hope to jump onto this class action lawsuit. Will this be something that we can retroactively claim on? That's from the Wedding Tackle.
Well, so our lawsuit does not have anything to do with city residents. If you live in the city of St. Louis, regardless of where you work, you owe the earnings tax. All right. So the 1% earnings tax applies to city residents, no matter where they work, and non-residents for work in the city. And so our plaintiffs, our proposed class, is only those non-residents whose employers are located presumably in the city, but they're located outside the city, and they also worked remotely from outside the city during 2020. And also, it's still ongoing. Employers are still withholding it because the collector basically ordered them to do it. He issued guidance and said, hey, we know that people are, a lot of employees are requesting that you stop withholding the earnings tax. We advise you not to do that, so employers keep withholding. So unfortunately, he probably wouldn't be part of the class if he's a city resident.
How did they ever get a law passed in the first place that charges people who just live in the city 1%, whether they work there or not?
Well, I mean, St. Louis isn't the only city that has this. And what's interesting, it was actually passed in 1954, and it was authorized by a state statute. So the state ordered or allowed the city to do this. Kansas City has an earnings tax, same thing, 1%. And they've been on record as allowing the refunds. They're saying, yeah, if we're going to keep doing as we have always done and issue the refunds. And I know the mayor there, Mayor Lucas, has tried to get their legislative body to amend the ordinance to say, you know, it applies if you telework from home outside the city. The city of St. Louis didn't even bother to do that. They just basically, the collector is just kind of making the law up as he goes. They didn't try to change it. They just totally changed course on how they interpret it and how they issue refunds. And we also did bring a claim under the Missouri Constitution. There's something called the Hancock Amendment, which basically says you cannot impose a new tax without a vote of the people. And our argument is by changing policy, you're effectively changing the law without a vote of the people. And we also think there's a lot of merit to that argument.
All right. And again, when do you think you might get some resolution on that, find out which way this goes?
We're hoping in the next week or so we'll be able to get in front of a judge and ask for at least what they call preliminary injunctive relief, kind of before the case really gets into discovery and all that, is to get an order. And our goal there is to kind of keep go back to the status quo, you know, before they made this change in essentially January, saying, oh, hey, this is a new form you need, and we're not going to allow it for teleworking. We just think that's wrong. We think it violates, you know, constitutional rights. There's something called, you know, substantive due process. It's basically, you know, treating people fairly, and we think the government in this case is being unreasonable, and the conduct, the quote we used, and that's part of the element of the case, is it shocks the conscience. Just doing what they've done here to try to keep people's money and not give it back, when it's something they've always done, we think violates the Constitution.
Very interesting. You're really taking on a big case here, haven't you? I mean, this is going to affect a lot of people.
It is, yeah. I mean, it's a big undertaking. Beavis and I have been working on it around the clock, and you know, we're not making a dime on it at this point. I mean, we're both you know, feel strongly about it. Beavis has been out at the front of a lot of cases. He handled the red light case in 2015 that basically brought an end to those. So. He's got a lot of experience with this kind of thing, and we feel really, really good about the allegations we're making and the legal arguments.
I guess if you're
appreciate you guys letting me on here.
I guess if you're a two-lawyer team and one of the lawyers is named Beavis, you know what people are going to call you.
I know, yep. I've already gotten that a few times. So.
Don't let that
hey, he went
you back.
To Yale. He went to Yale and UVA Law School, so I don't think the other Beavis from MTV can compete with that.
Wow, well, that is interesting stuff. And now I guess people have got just a couple more months to get all those taxes in. You must be busy doing that also.
Yeah, it's busy time for sure. The extra month certainly helped, giving people till May 17th. Yeah, it's a busy time of year. But like I said, we're excited about this case. We think there's, you know, it's a really just cause, and we hope to prevail. And we'll certainly keep people updated on the fan page as more things develop.
All right. Well, best of luck to you, Mark. We appreciate you coming on with us, and good luck with the lawsuit. I know it affects a lot of people, including me.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be talking, Doug.
Okay, Mark. That's Mark Milton.
All right, take it.
Thank you. That's Mark Milton, the STL tax lawyer.